I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and so happy we are again today to greet you with the gospel of Christ. We're delighted to have your comments from time to time concerning the work on this program. Number one, was the thief saved? Number two, if he was saved, was he baptized? And number three, does it make any difference whether the thief was baptized or not baptized with reference to our salvation today? We did decide on yesterday from the Scriptures that the thief was saved. And yet, the thief, of course, did not live as people do today. He was under Judaism, and we're not. He was not under the gospel dispensation for one moment, but we are. And the thief received the Lord's promise of salvation from his own lips, and though no person is in that position today. But the thief, we believe, was saved. Now, if he was saved, question two says, was he baptized? Well, many people say, no, that's the reason we want to use him as a case of conversion. We want to be saved like the thief because we don't want to be baptized. It seems spiritually that many people are allergic to any connection to water. I don't know why men would fight something so simple as what the Lord's words are when he says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But there are those who have spent a lifetime trying to say that we will not do what the Lord has taught for us to do in order to be saved. The penitent thief, sometimes they contend, offers them their classic case of sustaining proof. And they believe that if he was saved, he was not baptized. Now, my friends, can anyone who is an advocate of being saved just like the thief be sure that the thief was not baptized? Not in the least. The Bible does not affirm that he was an unimmersed man. Not at all. There's not a passage that would so say that. It is true that he was not baptized while nailed to a Roman cross on Calvary that Friday. But who can so be sure that he was not immersed at the hands of John the Baptist? In a sweeping statement, Matthew declares, "Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region around about the Jordan, and were baptized of him," that is John the Immerser, "in the Jordan, confessing their sins," Matthew 3, 5, and 6. Now, my friends, even if he were not of this number, who can be so arrogantly confident that he was not of even a more sweeping number, as the apostle of love, John, says? "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples," John 4, 1 and 2, then he could well have been one of those. And certainly there is no one who could prove that this man was not baptized either by John the Immerser or by Jesus Christ or one of those disciples. Then he could have become a thief later, too. It could have been that he was not a thief at that time. But other people have been baptized and later became offenders, we know, serious offenders of the law, not only of the nation, but also of God. In the baptism of many people, you may visit with them in prison in a very serious offense after they've been baptized. But be it also kept in mind that the social outcast, such as a publican or a harlot, were the very ones who hastened to John's baptism upon his preaching as they hearkened unto the clarion cry of an immersion for the remission of sins by John. The scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and many others were of the class who rejected John's baptism. And when they did, the Bible says in John 12, that they rejected the counsel of God against themselves. Honestly, my friends, into which of these classes does a thief more easily fit? Indeed, we believe the thief was saved. Indeed, we do not know whether he was baptized or not. But again, I may say to you that insofar as our salvation is concerned, he was under a different dispensation from our own.